someone has found a way to combine drinking beer with exercise. And it's called beer yoga. That's right, yoga while drinking a beer. Warrior poses, downward dogs. Really? What's a downward dog? All while holding a cold one. What? I don't know. I've never done yoga. Ben Crick is the brainiac behind bringing this to Brisbane. He's the co-owner of the Brat House at Woolloongabba. He joins me now. Ben, beer yoga. Mate, I've had a hot dog with a cold one, but a downward dog with a beer? And someone had to tell me what a downward dog was, so there you go.
Oh, I'm glad you're informed. How are you, Ben?
I'm well. Where did you come up with this idea?
I stole it off the hipsters in Berlin.
Good. Put your hand straight up. Hipsters in Berlin. So the Germans do this.
Yes, only last year it was introduced over there, and I cottoned on. A friend of mine's over there, and I was shown a video, and instantly I thought that this is something Brisbane needs. Perfect.
All right. How does it work? How does beer yoga work?
So you lie down on your mat after you've you get a beer, and then you sit down on your mat, and the yogi, Samantha Bull, who's a fantastic yogi, starts with a little bit of meditation, beer meditation. So,
I just want to pull you up here. So the person who takes a yoga class is called a yogi?
Yes.
Okay, right. I'm getting an education this afternoon, and that's okay, right. So yogi beer, right, okay, yep.
So you start with a little bit of beer meditation, and that's where you just sit down and relax. You smell the beer, you feel the beer, and then you have a drink of the beer and just start to appreciate the qualities of the beer.
Okay.
And so after about 5 minutes of that, you start doing some stretches, not the whole time holding the beer. The beer's on the floor in front of you, and for certain poses, Samantha, the yogi, allows you to have a drink or encourages you to have a drink and enjoy the flavour. I really appreciate the essence of the beer.
Does the beer go cold, go hot or flat while you're doing this?
That's a good question. We actually use stubby holders. It's a tough one. For the first time, you're not sure how many drinks, how big a mouthful to take when she says, "Now take a drink."
Yes.
So you're really trying to pace it. So in that stubby holder, you're not sure how much is left. You don't want to get only halfway through the hour to discover that you've got no beer left. Yeah. At least,
okay, so
I'm not the kind that does.
All right, so you're limited to one beer per hour or one beer per session?
That's what the session includes, yeah. So it's a one-hour session which includes one beer.
Okay.
And you drink that as you will. If you want to have small sips to make sure that there's some left at the end. And it is usually cold. Even in these hot days, a stubby cooler does its job. You're not holding the beer the whole time. So there's a lot of time where you're actually doing the proper yoga stretches that obviously don't work well while holding a beer.
Mostly blokes that come to the classes, or is it a mix?
It's mostly girls, actually. It's probably 75% girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
It is, yeah. It's a good thing for these girls to be drinking a bit more beer. It's got a lot of healthy vitamins in there. It stops a bit of osteoporosis.
What? Does it?
It's also
no, it doesn't?
Guys.
Really?
Yeah, it's beneficial. In many ways, yeah.
All right, but see, Ben, I know that you would have looked into this. The hipsters in Germany, as you said, they were the ones who started all this. The health benefits of drinking beer while doing yoga, are there any?
There are, yeah. It's the relaxation of it. While you're doing the yoga, you're stretching and releasing the endorphins and stretching your muscles and opening up the capillaries, which allow the alcohol to get into your blood system. Although you're only drinking one beer, you're not trying to get intoxicated.
No.
All those vitamins and natural elements, which are quite prevalent in beer, get into your system a bit easier. It's more about the appreciation of it. And, we always encourage moderation. The yoga, it's hard to get guys to do yoga, I think. Taking a bit of that seriousness off the yoga.
Yeah.
And very, very surprisingly enjoyable. I haven't done a lot of exercise since the 90s, and I missed the first couple of sessions, and then I had time to do them, and I actually did the last probably 10 sessions. I enjoyed it that much. That just feeling of that stretching I hadn't felt for a long time, and it's amazing how better you feel. And with the beer, you really do get that level of appreciation that we were aiming for when we introduced it.
Ben, if you're not a beer drinker, can you substitute it for a wine or a or something else?
You can have a cider. You can drink water if you like. There's no pressure. Likewise, in the yoga, you don't have to push yourself past your limits. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. You can only stretch so far. Nobody's watching. Nobody's laughing. That's the whole idea of the relaxation of it. The meditation. It's a quality form of exercise, really.
Mate, you're saying this with you're saying this with the straightest face, not laughing. So this is where I'm taking this. This is serious. Beer yoga.
I'm a beer lover, not an exercise lover.
But you've combined both together. Yeah.
And surprisingly, I fell in love. It's a really, really rewarding hour.
Any plans for beer Pilates or Pilates Pale Ale or Pilsner Pilates or something? Is that no?
Not in my diary, no.
No, all right. Well, maybe we can get our heads together. Ben, fascinating. Yeah. Thank you so much. Ben Crick there, the co-owner of the Brat House. It's a Woolloongabba beer yoga. It's a thing. He reckons he saw it in Berlin. Brisbane needed it. And it's a yogi who takes yoga classes, a yogi beer. Oh, I love this story.